Let's go to the United States now, where the Republicans have suffered losses in some key state elections, and questions are now being raised about whether President Donald Trump is more of a liability than an asset to fellow Republicans. The victories for the Democrats are in traditionally conservative strongholds, but the White House has dismissed suggestions the results are a warning sign ahead of next year's presidential race. Thomas Arete prepared this report.
I would like to introduce to you Kentucky's new governor-elect, Andy Beshear.
In a state with considerable conservative support, a Democrat claims victory.
We're going to start bringing Kentucky together by changing the tone.
Kentucky's Attorney General, Andy Beshear, says he's preparing to take office as governor. That's despite a challenge from Republican Matt Bevin.
This is a close, close race. We are not conceding this race by any stretch. And here's the thing. Understand this, though. We want the process to be followed, and there is a process. We know for a fact that there have been more than a few irregularities.
He's more than 5,000 votes behind and wants a recount. But Democrat Andy Beshear has discounted the challenge.
Well, I don't know what information he's working off of. I know that... What about 5,000 votes in terribly close, you know, 80-something votes was that primary 4 years ago.
It's not the only state where the Democrats are claiming victory. In Virginia, they've won majorities in both the House and the Senate, and that's given the party control of the government for the first time in more than 20 years. But it wasn't all bad news for the Republicans. The party held on to office in the conservative stronghold of Mississippi, and White House senior counselor Kellyanne Conway says she doesn't see any warning signs elsewhere.
I think Virginia in the last three presidential elections voted for Democrats. It's been trending blue for quite a while now.
So to what extent are both parties using the elections to gauge the national mood ahead of next year's presidential poll? Dr. Larry Sabato is a professor of politics at the University of Virginia.
It's a real embarrassment for President Trump. He decided to spend Election Eve in Kentucky because he believed he could have the most effect there, and he won Kentucky by more than 62% of the vote in 2016. But it didn't work out that way.
But regardless of the result, he's told the BBC, he's sceptical about using the elections as a snapshot of broader voting intentions.
I'd put my bottom cent on Trump carrying Kentucky again. It's simply too Republican for any Democrat to be competitive in. But when you look at the key suburban areas in Kentucky, in Virginia, in New Jersey, in the other places that voted yesterday, even Mississippi, which the Republicans won, you'll find a continuation of the trend we saw last year in the midterm elections. The suburbs, which were heavily Republican for decades, have been moving solidly into the Democratic camp.
And as both parties continue to analyze the results, the Democrats say they'll begin a series of public hearings in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump next week. Three State Department officials will testify first in the televised hearings. They've previously been held behind closed doors. Kellyanne Conway says she's yet to see any sound evidence against the president.
You cannot impeach a president and remove him from office in a constitutional democracy based on somebody saying they presumed and someone else saying they interpreted.
It comes as the Democrats release the transcript of a testimony from the top US envoy in Ukraine. In the behind-closed-door testimony, William Taylor told investigators he understood President Trump withheld $580 million in aid to Ukraine in exchange for an investigation of his Democrat rival, Joe Biden, an allegation President Trump denies.
Thomas Arete reporting.